A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Tzadi Dalid, Chulin 94a, pagination is 187. We will start about six lines up from the wide lines. Middle of the line, Tanya, we learned. Taya Reb Meir, Omer Reb Meir used to say. We're on the topic of Genevas Das, where a person does something that is not tangible theft, but theft of intent, theft of a person's impressions, that they now have some sort of appreciation, which was brought about in a misleading way. In the words of Rashi, Nimtza machzik lo tova chinam, he is attributing a goodness to you for no reason, might even reciprocate by you in turn, a wonderful gift, thinking that you gave him a wonderful gift, and really you add some misleading aspect to it. Now, as in the laws of commerce, we're not talking that you got a great deal on something, and now you're giving it out as gifts. I don't believe that's a problem. If you're a savvy business person, and you're able to buy gifts wholesale, I don't believe that you need to tell people, well, yeah, this dish that appears to be a $75 dish, I got because I bought it wholesale at 50%. I don't believe that that's a problem because that is the laws of commerce. But if the item is really not worth, for example, in our Mishnah, it makes no difference to the non-Jew whether it's kosher or non-kosher because he doesn't have to eat kosher. But if he thinks it's kosher and he thinks that it's something that you could have eaten and you couldn't have, that's machzik lo tova chinam. That's setting up a situation where he appreciates something that he didn't really get. Interesting questions come up. If it's a hashgacha that you don't use, but really it's totally kosher, you could theoretically eat it, but you can't because it doesn't meet the exact standards that you would like. Is that a case where you have to do disclosure or not? And if we could just, on the level of learning Gemara, start thinking where this might apply, that would be big. Reb Meir taught, Al yisariv adam lachavero lisod eslo, a person is not allowed to pressure his friend to eat by him, V'yodeya bo she'eno sohed, knowing that the person will not accept. V'lo yarbe lo betikroves, and you're not allowed to pressure a person to take a gift, V'yodeya lo she'eno mekabel, knowing that he won't take it. So it sounds like you're allowed to offer the gift and the invite to be courteous. But if you're going ahead and pressuring in a way that you lose nothing because you know they're not going to accept, but it looks like, wow, you really want them to accept and you're really so devoted so that they start getting the impression that you really like them, but really it's a trick because you know there's no risk. That's Genevas Das. We have an interesting question about sending an invite to somebody for a wedding, let's say, and you know that they're not going to accept because they live too far or they have family obligations. The only reason you're sending the invite is because you're hoping for a gift. So that's got a problem to it. Whereas if you send the invite because they would be insulted not to get the invite, you're really good friends. It's a really close relative. So even if they're out of town and they're not going to come, but that's normal. And you're allowed to be normal, the Gemara says, but don't be misarhev, don't pressure them to come when the act that you're doing is futile, except for the purposes of engendering a sense of appreciation, which is unwarranted. You're not allowed to open barrels that were already sold, elim ken hodio, unless you let the person know. The case over here is that they usually kept the barrels sealed to preserve them until they were ready to use them. So a person walks in and he wants 1 ounce of the product. You would not normally open the barrel. What you go ahead and do here, which would be restricted, you're not allowed to do this, is you make great show and fanfare of opening the barrel for him because you're such a good buddy and I'll give you your 1 ounce. And it looks like you're taking a risk on the rest of the barrel. And you yourself know that it's already sold. It's already accounted for because someone told you that they need 50 gallons. So you're taken care of. You have to disclose that. You have to say, you know, it's a good time. You just want 1 ounce. Normally, I wouldn't open a barrel for 1 ounce. That's risky business. But because I have a customer coming later today for 50 gallons, you're in luck. Everything's good. You could make it nice energy, bashert, all the things you could do. But to do show and fanfare knowing that it's not true, that you're not allowed to do, it's an example of Geneves Das. Eini. The Gemara challenges this with a story. Va'ula ikla levei Rav Yehuda. Ula came to Rav Yehuda. Pasach luchavya samuchurus lechenveni. And he opened up barrels that were already sold mostly to someone else. And therefore, it was being opened in Ula's presence for a small amount, but it was not risky because Rav Yehuda already had a customer for the rest. And the Gemara says, either Odue Ode, he notified him. He didn't open it with great fanfare to mislead him. He let him know, I have a customer, like we described. V'iba Yesema, or an alternative answer is, Shaini Ula de Chavev Leil Rav Yehuda. Ula was unique that Rav Yehuda really liked him. De Belav Hachinami Psuche Mefat Techlei. Even if there was not another customer, Rav Yehuda would have opened the barrel for Ula. And that's a remarkable answer that really requires some soul searching, where the person thinks, it's my good luck that I already have a customer. It's wonderfully planned. But honestly, I would do it even if I didn't have a customer. In which case, it's a genuine expression of friendship. Tanu Rabbana, the Gemara continues, we learned. Lo yelech adam levesa ovel, a person shouldn't go to a mourner's house, uveyado lagenem iskashkesh, and in his hand empty containers, giving the impression that he's bringing food to the mourner's home. Velo yemal enu mayim, and not to fill it with water, mipnei shemateyu, because it's a trick. He's not really giving anything to the mourner. Vim yesham chever ir, and if there are groups that take care of the mourners, and you're not in that group, but you're trying to let the people who are in that group know that this family is a worthy family, or a needy family, or whatever it is you're trying to convey. You're trying to build momentum that people are coming into the house with stuff, so everybody should do it. Mutter. That's permitted, because that's restoring things to where they're supposed to be. Av lekulan, the example, is Yaakov in deceiving his father to get the brachas, where he was simply, al pidas Torah, restoring things to where they were supposed to be. This is obviously quite delicate. If it was straight theft, we could try to identify it a little bit easier. It's theft. But when it's Geneves Das, it's dependent on a whole lot of other factors and really requires that we're paying attention. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.